Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Alex, so it seemed like it might have been the third game in a row where you guys played so well defending, but you were able to feed your offense by defending very well, weren't you?
Yeah. No, I thought only giving them two shots in the first period, I think, showed us our willingness to play good defense, to get pucks in, to not make mistakes that we've been prone to make during that 13-game losing streak. And we're really trying to move on and be a better team from it. Thought we had a really good game against the Islanders there. And the offense came because we were playing really good defense. And tonight, scoring four in the first period and only giving up two shots, I think, is a huge kind of boost to the team.
You've had a bunch of chances. I mean, to get three tonight, especially coming out of the break, betting on momentum that you guys really established in Long Island, what did that mean to you?
Yeah, no, I mean, it felt really good. But like I said, I thought we had a really good team effort. It was awesome. A lot of guys played really well. Playing that defense first is going to cause us to get some turnovers and some odd man rushes, which we were able to capitalize on tonight, and it was good. I think it was our key to our game tonight.
You guys get the penalty kill, and then you score coming out of the box there. How big was that to kind of just calm everything down and get everybody back on point?
Yeah, it was a huge kill. Honestly, that's a really bad penalty on my part. They're only down by a couple goals there. If they get a power play goal, they're down by one, and letting them back into the game definitely is not something I want to do. So it was a tough penalty on my part, but great kill. And I was lucky enough to capitalize on a little breakdown at the end of the penalty kill there.
This morning, Rasmus told me this is the best he's felt all year. He really feels good, you know, physically. What does that mean to you guys, just the way he's played now, because he does feel so well, so good right now?
Well, that's great. I'm glad.
But, I mean, just the way he's been playing the last couple of games.
No, he's been playing unbelievable. I mean, he's really able to control the pace of play. He makes it really hard on their entire team. I mean, I know he might be looking like he's going one-on-one up top, but he's making the other team's defenseman panic when he's beating that guy and then coming down and then putting pressure on guys. And defensively, I think he's been really good too. He's been solid, not giving up anything, honestly, and it's been really fun to play with him. I mean, he's our leader. He's the guy that's going to propel us forward into playing the right way, and he's been leading by example. It's been great to see.
Alex, this might have been the best crowd you guys have had all year. They announced it as a sellout. Just what did you think of the environment in here tonight?
It's great. It's awesome. I'm glad we were able to get a win and get a lot of goals for him too. I heard him chanting for seven, so that's always a good sign when they're asking for more. But no, I mean, it's been a tough road the last couple months for us, and to see the crowd and the city stick with us, I think, is huge. So that really meant a lot to all of us, and hopefully there'll be a lot more wins in this building going forward.
Excellent. Going off of that, I believe this is your first hat trick as a Sabre here at KeyBank Center. How special is that to get that moment in front of these fans, the way you were just talking about?
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, I think this is my first goal in this building in several months, so that was even a little monkey off the back there. That felt really good. So to do it in front of the home crowd was that much more special, and it was great to get the win in front of them.